Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Fresh from celebrating the Diamond Jubilee in London with a side trip to Germany for a chat with Chancellor Angela Merkel, Prime Minister John Key was back in the chamber when Parliament returned from a week's break with an opposition keen to ask him about several issues, including the decision to abandon the plan to alter class sizes in schools. Was he informed about the effect on intermediate schools? That question from opposition leader David Shearer.
Was he aware of the effect of increasing class sizes on intermediate schools before either the budget announcement or the minister's pre-budget announcement?
I was aware that 90% of New Zealand schools would have a very modest adjustment, plus or minus one FTE. I was aware that the other 10% would have a larger adjustment. And I was also aware that the ministry had a significant transition fund to take the rough edges off that transition.
That answer drew a complaint from Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, very specific question, very direct and not answered.
Trevor Mallard's complaint was upheld by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, who instructed Mr Key to answer the question.
I was aware that some intermediate schools would be part of that 10%.
You can run, but you can't hide.
The Prime Minister also faced this question from David Shearer.
Does he stand by a statement that he would resign rather than change superannuation?
Yes.
Does he stand by a statement, quote, with all due respect to the Retirement Commissioner, there are a lot of things on my plate I need to deal with in the here and now rather than things in 2020 and beyond?
Yes.
Mr Key then expanded on that answer.
Mr Speaker, of course superannuation is an issue, but one thing that is worth noting is that increasing the age of eligibility has much less of an impact than commentators might imagine. For instance, moving the age to 67 makes a difference of about 0.7% of GDP, and that is not until 2030. So it is an issue. But growing the economy and fixing some of the other issues we inherited from Labour are more significant.
The Prime Minister was just as resolute on plans for partial sale of some state assets as the Minister for them, Tony Ryle, made plain in his answer to this question from his Labour shadow, Clayton Cosgrove.
Is it his understanding that the Prime Minister is still committed to his policy of partial asset sales of Mighty River Power, Genesis Power, Meridian Energy, Solid Energy and Air New Zealand?
Yes, the government remains committed to its policy of minority share offers in the mentioned enterprises, but as indicated from the outset, this is subject to market conditions.
And with the Select Committee report on the bill implementing the government's asset sales plan back in the chamber over a month early, the debate on its second reading could be held as early as Thursday. Meanwhile, the Speaker rejected two requests for urgent debates, one from the Greens on the police decision not to press charges following their investigation into extortion allegations involving the ACC, the other from Labour seeking a debate on the government's decision not to go ahead with changes to teacher pupil ratios in schools. The Speaker said that was a budget issue, and with a couple of hours still left in the budget debate, there was no need for the House to set aside time for debate on that one issue, which in any case was raised within minutes in this contribution from Labour's Phil Goff.
One rule for Mr Key and one rule for the majority of Cabinet who send their kids to private schools, and another rule for the rest of us whose kids proudly go to public education in this country. And I want to say, if it's good enough for kids in private schools to have small classes so they have more individual learning, then it's good enough for all of our children.
Over to the government benches and a rugby analogy in a defence of the budget from National Cabinet Minister and son of an All Black, Chris Tremaine.
I'm calling it the hard yards budget. It's where this government is doing the hard yards to get us through and back to surplus, back to the position where our debt is starting to come back. It's a bit like the forwards in the rugby pack, Mr Speaker. This is a props, hookers and locks budget where they pick up the ball from the back, just take an extra yard and get closer to that finishing line. So this is not a winger's budget or a fullback's budget. or this is not a show pony's budget. This is a hard yards budget that will return this government, this country, back to surplus, bringing our debt down. I think that's important.
Minister of Internal Affairs, Chris Tremaine, in the budget debate. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.